The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz. Click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will read it. And plus, he gets to participate in the show, and he hasn't had the best of starts today, so maybe get him involved. It's like the basketball player who just, you know, the ball keeps going off his hands, and he kicks it out of bounds, and he misses his shots. You got to keep feeding him the ball until he gets something right. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on the Twitch channel. Put your comments in the chat. You missed the first hour. A little mix of sports and wild hogs and whatever ASMR is.
Thanks for that kind introduction, Fred.
Man,
I'm honored to be
apparently
here.
Apparently, a lot of people know all about this.
Why are you screaming?
This is screaming?
Yes.
I can't do this. I can't
let's
whisper.
Just talk at normal volume.
So you have some of these, right?
Aaron, did you get the email I sent you?
Yes, I did. I also found a couple more.
Okay. Which one do you want to do first?
Do you want to do Ashley Graham, the model?
I actually want to do the one where the girl is dressed like Meg Griffin and she's working at the makeup store. That really interests me a lot.
This is so awful.
What do you mean?
This is so awful. Okay. Oh my God, I want to rip my ears off.
This is a girl who looks like Meg Griffin basically at a Sephora makeup store, and she's talking you through a makeover. And this is all like role playing. So you have to pretend like she's talking to you.
Just me.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Me. Hello. No. No, she doesn't actually work here. But I do. So, how may I be of assistance to you? You just became a VIP Rouge member. Excellent. Do you have your card with you? Great. Can I see it? Excellent. So, VIP Rouge. Good taste, my friend. So, it says here you get a complimentary makeover. You also get 2-day flash shipping. Good stuff.
What the?
Are you turned on?
No!
And, let's see.
Not even a little bit.
Are you turned on, Aaron?
No, not by this one.
Is there one that
turns you on? There's ones that give me goosebumps.
Well, let's try those because this is awful. Let's try to give the people a good example.
This is a good example. Oh, you're so impatient, Fred.
Yeah, what? Oh, she's having a makeover done.
That's what all of them are. They're all being walked through everyday things by someone speaking in a really quiet whisper voice.
Like
Aaron,
this is me trying to make the computer work. I don't know why my computer won't work. It keeps freezing up. I should probably call a technician.
And you have to use words like technician that most people wouldn't normally use in that situation, but that's what ASMR people like.
You know, I'm agreeing with Lamont on this one. Our society is bleeping stupid.
What do you mean, Lamont?
Honestly.
Lamont, people, don't lie, Lamont. You're sitting there turned on by this.
No, how many page views does she have for that stupid thing we were just listening to that was awful?
1,072,000.
Oh, you know what?
You'll like this one, Fred. There's one chick who does it in like a sci-fi role play. So it's supposed to be like a futuristic aboard a spaceship thing.
You know what? I'll watch a movie about sci-fi or I'll read a book. I don't need to hear somebody whisper to me.
No, this is much better.
Oh, my God. This is so awful.
Yeah, over 1 million reviews on Meg Griffin gives you a makeover role play.
And if that isn't proof why Thanos was right, I don't know what is.
But what if we got snapped and all that was left was you and a bunch of ASMR people?
Well, good luck to them. Because then I think he didn't do his job and right. Maybe and then like, I'll become the villain and I'll just go and kill all of them.
Yeah.
So.
All right. What do you got now, Aaron?
This is a woman named Maria.
Maria.
Hello. My name is Maria. And I'm here to tell you about ASMR. Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It's a pleasant tingling feeling that you experience when you hear unique, soft voices or hear certain soothing sounds, such as tapping. The tingly sensation is euphoric.
Yeah, this is not euphoric.
In the back of your head, travels down through your spine, into your limbs, relaxing you. Giving you a feeling of well-being.
Well, this sounds like she's trying to meditate, basically.
All right,
which I
do the one, the last, we'll do one more. The one I sent you where the guy is breaking up with the girl.
I feel like we should get Trey in here and ask him how he feels about all this.
Is Trey here?
Yeah, he's my intern today.
He's working the phones.
I bet he knows about this stuff.
I'll ask him when I play this boyfriend thing.
Yeah, play the boyfriend thing, and then if Trey knows about it, tell him to come. I know Trey because Trey... Because anytime something's popular, Trey instantly hates it.
Yeah.
So the fact that these videos have over 1 million views means Trey probably hates it. But we'll talk to him about it anyway. I feel like Trey could use somebody talking to him like this.
Hey, I'm home. How was your day?
It was all right. How was yours?
Huh. That's what you said was going to happen. Interesting.
No, it's not.
No, I mean, I just sat around
my
watching
day TV. Was okay.
Why do you talk like that?
Yeah, but look, everything else kind of isn't okay.
What do you mean?
Could you be a little more vague?
Okay, well,
What are you trying to say? Spit it out.
I don't know how to say this, but there's something that's not quite right here.
Well, put it back in your pants.
Is it your accent?
I mean that something has changed.
Oh.
For me, something.
This
changed.
Is awful. Get to the point, brother.
For me.
Get to the point.
Fred, this is...
What am I talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talking about us.
Oh.
I'm talking about us.
Well, it's about time you got to the point.
Look, I remember at the very start, for the first few months, we would both be so... super excited.
This guy's mentally challenged.
Are people like, if their boyfriend breaks up with them, do they go home and listen to this and it makes them feel better?
I have no idea about that. I'm not that far into this arena.
Juggalo Trey is in studio with us. Trey, hey. Are you familiar with ASMR?
Yeah, I know about it, but I don't listen to it. It's too creepy.
You don't like it?
No, it's creepy.
Do you have any friends who like it?
I think one of my friends is into it, but I don't know. It's just too weird for me.
So if someone was going to, if they were going to pay you to talk, to do an ASMR video, you wouldn't do it?
I'm too loud.
But you could talk in a whisper, a soft voice.
Not really.
Try it.
Why don't you try it? Yeah. Try.
Okay, so, hey, it's Trey here.
Hey, Trey. What's up?
I don't know.
What do you think of the new Beach House album?
It's pretty great.
Pretty dope, huh?
Best album of 2018.
Stop screaming, please.
I don't like this.
No, I don't either. I'm with you, Trey.
Let's just have a conversation.
Let's not.
Trey, I'm your boss. This is how I want you to talk.
Okay, now. I'll try.
Do you think that it really is the best album of 2019?
18. It's the best 18. Album of 2018.
What do you think about when bands get so big that they have to start playing like arenas?
I hate it.
Are you mad because they've got success now and they're making money off their music?
No, I just can't see who's performing.
Why don't you just pay for good seats?
Because I'm not made of money.
Why don't you do ASMR videos to make some extra cash?
Because I'm not good at it, as you can tell.
Dude, I think if you did a Juggalo one, you'd be really popular.
Tell Juggalo stories.
Yeah. Yeah, or not Juggalo stories.
You know what? Let me Google. Are there Juggalo
totally
ASMR?
Juggalo ASMR videos.
Yeah,
Juggalo ASMR.
Yeah. Oh, better yet, a NASCAR one. You could do a NASCAR. You get on to YouTube, do a NASCAR one in the ASMR voice.
Whoop whoop,
and can you maybe throw a little twang in there, but do it in a whisper?
Hey, this is for all the Juggalos and Juggalettes.
Wouldn't it be funny if he did ASMR before, like, he jumped onto barbed wire?
It would
wire?
Be. Yeah, I don't know why he doesn't do that.
Yeah, I think we're basically writing all his material for him.
ASMR roleplay, Juggalette nurse after you black out.
Oh, boy.
They do a lot of blacking out at the gathering.
A sweet Juggalette takes care of you after you blacked out at the Insane Clown Posse concert. Joint rolling, weed smoking.
There's nothing sweet about most Juggalettes, I'll say that.
I want you to check that and make sure that the Juggalette nurse isn't cussing at you.
You know she's gonna
There's
swear.
No way that that's safe for radio.
Yeah, no chance.
So let's bleep that out, but bleep it out very softly. Beep.
Listen, I can kind of get some of the meditation type stuff that they do because... That kind of makes sense.
But don't you feel like when we talk like this, though, it's a better environment to
work in? No, it's not a better environment.
And I don't listen to other people when I meditate. I kind of do my own thing. So
Right.
That would not help me meditate. That creeps me out.
Same. I just didn't want to get fired.
Would you ever listen, like if you broke up with your girlfriend, would you listen to an ASMR breakup video to see how it would make you feel?
Zero chance.
It doesn't tingle you at all?
No. Like, that's almost as bad as those people that paid that dude from Sugar Ray to break up with her boyfriend. Did you see that?
Yeah. Mark McGrath?
Yeah, that's about as bad as that.
Do you not like Sugar Ray?
No, not really.
What don't you like about him?
I don't know. They're just way too cheesy.
Oh, okay.
Just too much late 90s cheese, you know? I don't like
it. Okay. Sugar Ray's first album is called Lemonade and Brownies, and it hits pretty hard, and it's probably one of the sexiest album covers ever.
I know one of their songs is on Road Rash.
Okay, I don't know what Road Rash is.
You've never heard of Road Rash?
No.
Oh, it's pretty great. It's a video game.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dial Style said Fred should make his next book an ASMR audiobook. People really listen to 3 hours of whispering?
Yeah.
I guess if it was the right topic.
Yeah, that's the album cover to Sugar Ray's first album.
Oh, really?
That's pretty strong. Huh?
I like the one from the Ohio Players where that girl's trying to like pour honey on herself.
Yeah.
That one's pretty strong.
What's Beach House's album cover look like?
Just a bunch of dots and stuff.
And that's the best album of 2018?
No, that was the best album of 2012.
Oh, I was talking about the 2018
album. I don't know how to explain it.
Who do you like better, Beach House or Tame Impala?
Beach House.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So if you had to get rid of one of them off the face of the earth forever?
It'd be Tame Impala. I don't even like Tame Impala all that much anymore.
You wouldn't take into consideration that they might have families?
Well, I mean, I don't mean like to kill them.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well then I don't want anybody to die.
You're a good guy, Trey.
I appreciate that.
All right. Well, that's Juggalo Trey. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Thanks for raining on my ASMR parade that I was all excited about. All right, guys.
Hey, do they have the sound of rain? And people talking over that?
Of course.
See, that way there you just rained on your parade. That's perfect.
Say, it's raining outside. Do you hear that? And it'd be like, the rain's down. making me all tingly and feel weird. I wonder how much I'm paying for home insurance. Oh, you don't know? Oh, okay. If you don't know how much you're paying for home insurance, you may want to call and check it out. And once you find out, you want to check with TGS and see if they can beat it. Because more often than not, TGS is going to beat it, guys. They've built a system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds, so you don't need to talk to an agent. You don't need to see anybody in person. It's simple. You text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The company, the savings, they are legit. The average customer this year saved over $870 on home insurance. That could be you. And you don't even need to wait for your renewal because they'll take care of the back end, the hassles, switching over, all that paperwork. It's so simple. You sit back and save money. That's all you got to do. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. So, little bounce back hockey for the people tonight.
Get it.
Buffalo, Philly over six. And there's two games that they're either six or six and a half, depending on where you wager. If you get them at six, play them. If you get them at six and a half, ignore them. Nashville, Ottawa. Chicago, Ottawa. Winnipeg. So, Chicago, Winnipeg, Nashville, Ottawa. If you get them at six, play them. Otherwise, stay away.
Okay.
That's it. We're talking about diet changes. I just saw a story. Vegetarians may get worse hangovers than meat eaters. Apparently, they studied.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to affect my decision-making here, but that's not a good sign. That's not a positive. I don't want hangovers. I don't really get hangovers. And if I overdrink, I just take cheers. So,
cheers, mate. Cheers, mate.
No.
Are you feeling a little hungover today?
I think...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with our world?
I'd like to nurse you back to health.
No, stop. You're really freaking me out now.
Take these pills. They're called cheers.
Oh, God. I just want to die right now. I really do.
Don't die. We're having so much fun.
Oh, this is either the worst thing I've ever heard of or the best. And judging from the text, I think most people feel the same way. It's either the worst thing ever or it's the best. So,
wait, are you saying people are getting annoyed at me doing this?
Some are getting turned on. Some are getting annoyed. I guess it just depends on the person.
Yeah, I knew there would be people who would be like, quit doing that stupid voice. I hate it.
Well, we did some sports for you guys. We did some sports in the first hour. We did a bunch of NFL and all kinds of stuff just for the sports people. We got that out of the way. We'll go through the lines in a little bit. That'll be sportsy. And then maybe we'll just whisper. That's what we need to do. A betting podcast. That is ASMR.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Philadelphia is +3. I like the Eagles here.
Actually, I think it's been bet down some. I think the line is closer to a pick now, Fred.
Oh, dear.
Does that change your handicap at all?
Well, I think it depends on Dak Prescott's shoulder.
Is he healthy? I don't know.
There you go. That.
What's going to be the temperature in Philadelphia?
Did you just lose your last bet? Relax.
Don't worry.
Picture the stars in the sky on a dark, dark night.
It's only money, right?
Take yourself into the...
God, I can't even keep doing it. It's I'm annoying myself. Oh, boy. Great question from the text line. Can Patrick Creighton do ASMR?
No, I don't think
that's
he can.
That's impossible. That's impossible. Speaking of which, late hits. Patrick yes. Creighton, Jason Braddock tonight at 7. Can I show those guys a little love along with Jerry Bowe when they did their party Saturday? They collected a lot of toys, and yeah, that was the best thing to come out of it. I mean, other than everybody having a great time. But Patrick was telling me it took him like 3 trips from his car to deliver all the toys that the listeners awesome. Brought. So great job, listeners. Great job, Patrick and Jason. And I know Jerry Bowe got a bunch of them, too. He got the Moneyline listeners to donate toys. So great job by everybody. And thanks to all of you who donated toys. And hope you enjoyed the party. And pat on the back for Jerry Bowe and Patrick Creighton doing good things out there.
Absolutely.
Somebody says, Fred, sounds like I'm listening to golf.
That is true. Kind of is.
It is. So,
except someone randomly, Baba Booey! Randomly yells yeah. out or... Put in the hole!
Yeah.
Which the latter would maybe turn me on a little bit if you were talking ASMR-y to me.
I can't be that mellow. I can't be that relaxed. There's just no way.
It's very odd. And to see like their faces doing it is the worst. It's one thing when it's just like all you can do is hear the sounds, but when there's a video attached to it, it really creeps you out. What do you think about this phone call, Fred?
I can't see from here, so I'll let you decide.
All right. Oh, you might. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Hey, where did Whisper and Trey go? My wife was almost finished.
Well,
I've got kind of a fetish, you know, for like Shipley's donuts, but I'm not trying to reglaze them or nothing. That's just weird.
Yeah.
He started off well. He should have just stopped.
That was I think the joke with his wife and Juggalo Trey ASMR finishing her off, that was really the punchline.
Yeah, that was the good one. You should have just stopped there.
Yeah.
But
I think he had that glazing one planned already. So he had to follow through with it. Man, I think he was his own worst enemy on that.
Yeah.
One.
A good performer knows when you stop at one encore, you don't need to go to 3
yeah,
or 4.
Yeah, I mean it's like dude, that was like that one actually made me laugh. Out
there's
loud.
A reason the Hotel California is played last because there's nothing to play after it.
Yeah,
you're gonna go out on a high note.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's why OU Mike is not a superstar.
Well,
I mean,
and Juggalo Trey is. He knew.
Juggalo Trey knew when to get out of here.
Yeah,
and he did a great job. So. I think Juggy could make a lot of money doing this stuff just because it seems like something weird people would like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and, I'm sure he's got friends who are super into it.
He's got a lot of followers.
Yeah.
That are,
he's become very famous.
They're very different. So.
Trey has a lot of followers now.
You're killing me.
He didn't have a lot when we met him, but now he's a star. I could see it from the beginning that he was a really big deal.
He just
needed a catchy name.
I just want this to end.
All right, let me tell you about Pajamagram. The great thing about Pajamagram, well, there's a lot of great things about Pajamagram, but one of the things I love about Pajamagram is there's something for everybody on there. Whoever you got to shop for, whether you're shopping for your lady, you want something sexy or you want something cozy, whatever, you can get it for her. You're shopping for your mom. You're shopping for your kids. You're shopping for your sister, your aunt, whoever. They've got something for everyone at Pajamagram.com. They even got something for you, my man. If you want the family to wake up on Christmas morning and wear matching pajamas, guess what? Pajamagram's got you covered. They've also got the hoodie footy, which of course combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. And guess what else they do? Free gift packaging. Boom. Saves you a hassle. I don't like wrapping presents. You don't like wrapping presents. Don't do it. Let Pajamagram do it. They're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Delivery by Christmas guaranteed. You're risking nothing. And you go to Pajamagram.com, use the code SAVE10. You'll save $10 off adult-size hoodie footies. That's Pajamagram.com. Save 10. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in on the HR&P listener line, of course, you can always text the show. You can tweet at us. You can whisper at us. Whatever. Whatever works. I mean, a lot of fantasy questions. And, guys, I would point you...
What kind of fantasies?
Not the good kind. Fantasy football. I would just point you to Josh Jordan's rankings on Sports Map. Josh is who I go to. So, go check him out. You want to go over some lines? You want to save that for 6 o'clock? What do you want to do?
You know what? Let's go over... We'll do the we can do the NFL lines now, and then at 6 o'clock we can go over the bowl games that are going to happen over the weekend, the first shot of bowl games, which actually start on Friday.
Love it, yeah. There, well, some of those games are early, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, we won't get a chance to get into them.
And there's Saturday games, there's Sunday games. We'll be here on Monday.
Yeah.
Fred and I will be on at some point every day during the holiday except for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So while all the other shows are taking off and ducking out of here, we'll be here. And in fact, there's some days where our show will be on at different times based on the bowl schedule. But we're working.
Yeah, we want to be here and want to be here for the people. So yeah, you have a Bahamas Bowl tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So we'll definitely need to do some of that. But let's go to the NFL. Where
supposedly the weather is like they're talking about 40-mile-an-hour winds happening at the Bahamas Bowl.
Yeah, that was it's part of one thing that Aaron did a really good job of. He listened to Brad's podcast and put some of his notes on here.
Boy, that's convenient.
Yeah, it's pretty good for him.
Aaron's got a lot of time on his hands.
You know, he's trying to do a show for the people.
You got a long commute. Is that it?
No, this is a lot. Well, this is like every second of free time I have that I'm not doing show prep or, you know, watching TV.
Okay.
So a lot of my drive, a lot of when I was hanging up Christmas lights yesterday.
How do you take down the notes, though?
I type them while I'm driving. I just don't look at my phone. I just type with one hand the whole time. Well, that's why there's spelling errors on there.
Yeah, there's things you shouldn't be doing with one hand in your car while you're driving.
Yeah, that you're living on the edge.
All right.
That's how dedicated I am.
We'll start with, I need to get to the Saturday games first. This is what always throws me off because when you go into the different dates, like the way pregame's set up, it's got it by date, so you have to go back and find the Saturday. So Rams 49ers, 49ers minus 6.5.
Okay, first, I like the under in this game.
44.5 is the number.
I think it's going to be a grinding game, not dissimilar to the first matchup between these teams. So if you remember that was the 49ers kind of figured out that if you pressure Jared Goff kind of sucks. And he sucked in that game, and it was a 27 win for the 49ers. And I think what... You'll see, and I think Kyle Shanahan, what he basically wants to do is get a lead and get out of there. He doesn't feel like they need to run up a score. He just wants to get an early lead and sit on it. And I think against the Rams, he may be able to do that because they're getting healthier. I don't know that six and a half doesn't.
I kind of feel like if I like the under, I probably would be on the Rams.
I would like the Rams if it got to a 7.
Yeah.
I think I'm a pass on a side at 6.5, but I do think it's a low scoring game. I think it's it's probably played in the 30s. So 6.5 does feel like a lot, but I'd much rather have that key 7 or use the Rams as part of a teaser.
Patriots minus 6 against the Buffalo Bills.
Numbers going down. Yeah. I actually kind of expected it to go the other way.
Yeah, I liked it at 7 a lot. 6, I'm like,
Yeah, gun to head, I'd like the Bills here because I think, much like that Niners-Rams game, I think this is an under game, and it's a much lower total. It's a total that I'm not super comfortable playing.
37 is now the number.
But still feels like if I had to play a side, a total there, it would be the under. So in another grinding, low-scoring game, like, give me the Bills. I think we're still looking at a Patriots offense that's overrated and a Bills defense that I think has to be respected at this point.
Texans minus -3 at Tampa. Which opened 1.5. It's now minus -3.
Yeah. I think it's a Texans play. But I'm scared to do it because this feels like a spot where the Texans just lay down and die.
Yeah.
Like the times when they're expected to do something is when they seem to most often roll over. So I want to say Texans, but I do have a little bit of concern that they've been playing down to their level or up to their level of competition so much that I don't really trust it. But the Bucs are running out of weapons.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that's going to help the Texans quite a bit. Is they don't have to, they don't have to cover Mike Evans, and I think that their secondary matches up pretty well with the guys he's going to have out there. And you know, Winston's going to throw a few picks, and I think the offense will do just fine against these guys. But I'm not gonna, I can't play him. I just don't trust him enough because I could see them winning this game 42-14, and I could see them losing it 35-21.
Yeah.
And either way, that's probably an over. All right, we move to Sunday. Broncos minus -7 against Lion.
The Lions are in the conversation for worst team in the league right now without a quarterback.
Yeah, Matt Stafford done.
They don't have an offensive identity. They're actually just awful on offense without him. But I'm also not running to the window to bet on the Broncos giving a touchdown here. That's not necessarily sounding like a lot of fun either.
If you get it back inside where it was 6.5, I might lean Bronco.
Yeah, I don't. But who's going to come and put a bet on the Lions to push that number back down?
Maybe you could do that for me.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. Chargers minus -7 against the Raiders. Boy, talk about a pile of dog bleep.
Yeah.
I can't bet the Raiders right now, and the Chargers never win by more than 7.
Yeah, if I were forced to find a play on this game, I would probably try to tease the Chargers down, because I expect them to win. But I guess my favorite play on this would be the under. I don't see a lot of offense here. The Raiders aren't chucking it around. The Chargers, as we talk about all the time, are a snail. Low scoring game, grinding, ugly game. I'll go under if I had to make a play on it.
Falcons minus -7 at home against the Jaguars. I kind of feel like the Falcons should eat these guys alive, but then I thought that last week with the Jags too.
I think what's happening here though is now the Falcons are getting too much love.
Yeah.
The Falcons probably shouldn't be touchdown favorites over anybody other than like the Bengals or the Dolphins.
And up until last week, the Jaguars have been playing like the Bengals and Dolphins. And so, so are the Raiders. And that's part of the problem. Yeah, that win doesn't look very good. I actually might go ahead and hit the Falcons here because I think, I know last week was a big win, but it's not like they have anything to play for. So why would there be a letdown?
Well, I mean, it felt like that game last week was like their big game. That was their Super Bowl, right? And they got it done. Woohoo! Now we play the Jags in another meaningless game. I don't know. I don't want anything to do with this game because I think both teams are trash.
Saints minus -2.5 at Titan.
At 2.5, I'll lean to the Titans. At 3, I would like the Titans. I think this is a bit of an overreaction based on what happened this last weekend. The look-ahead line on this game was pick 'em. So because the Saints had the performance they had against the Colts on national television in front of the world, Drew Brees breaking the records, everybody hip, hip, hooray. The Saints are the best team in the world. The Titans lose despite, like we said, basically playing the Texans statistically even at worst, if not better than the Texans in the stats. And suddenly there's a 2.5-3-point shift. That doesn't make any sense to me. This is Drew Brees' first game outside in a while. All those things. And this is basically the Titans season. If the Titans lose here, their season's over. So I know the Saints are playing for home field. It just feels like a good spot for the Titans. If the Titans have anything in them, they're going to have to show it here. And if I could get three, I'd like it. 2.5, I'd still lean to the Titans. I think the Titans are going to win this game.
I tend to agree with you, but I don't feel strongly enough about them doing it that I'd bet on them.
Well, I've lost enough bets against the Saints.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Saints, every time I think, okay, this is a good spot to bet against them, they embarrass me. So I will just stay out of the way of the train, basically. There's a bunch of others we'll get to. We'll do a gym of the day, and then we'll finish off the rest of them. So don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. If there comes a day, people posted up at the end of your driveway. They're calling for your head, and they're calling for your name. I'll bomb down on them, I'm coming through.
You're listening to The Blitz. The Blitz. The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm going to give away the Shinedown tickets. I'm just going to give you guys a little heads up. You're going to have to be a fan of the band if you want to win them. I'm actually going to make it...
Sometimes goodbye!
That will not be part of it.
Sometimes goodbye is a second chance, friend.
I don't know what's worse.
Sometimes.
All right.
Sometimes.
Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
I really might have to leave the show to go throw up here at some point.
Would you like me to hold your hair back while you vomit?
God. All right. And this makes this item that I'm about to read even worse.
You got a little bit of throw up on the toilet seat. You should get a tissue and clean that up.
So there is a new website, and this I think is for you and Aaron. This is not something I would be involved in. But it's a new dating service called Affair at Work. The website is designed to help married and taken employees safely cheat on their partners at the office. Here's how it works. A wannabe cheater heads to the site's homepage where he or she can log in through an Instagram account, enter a coworker's crush's handle and email address, as well as his or her own. Then the potential flame receives an email declaring a coworker wants to have an affair with you. If they choose to go to the site and happen to enter the other person's Instagram handle and email address, the two timers get an email breaking the news.
Do you have to use your work email address?
I don't think so. And I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Says you both requested an affair with each other. Enjoy. So that way you'll know they're into it before you even make a move. The site's founder, Mike, tells the Post. He's a 36-year-old software engineer. He did not want to give up his second name, his last name, because his wife probably would read the story.
Right.
But he believes it will work out because you won't have sexual harassment because you're not going and harassing people. You're just going on the website, and if they want to hook up with you, they will. He says you can also avoid rejection and shame and even avoid being reported at work for harassment.
Well, here's sort of the deal. What if you send that and they get an email saying someone wants to have an affair with you, and then you start typing in all of your coworkers' email addresses until it hits, and then they take that to HR and say, hey, this person sent me an email saying they want to have an affair with me.
Well, I think that's a fair question.
I think that they didn't think this all the way through.
Yeah, but it says, why go through a HR guy says, why go through a site when you can walk up to them and just ask them yourself? This is kind of a website for meow.
Yeah, I don't think you should have sex with people you work with.
Well, let's get to that. Never do that. That is the biggest mistake you can make in life.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea at all.
Yeah. Having made that mistake a few times in the past, I can just tell you it is dumb.
Okay.
And apparently, though, there's more than 350 requests already, and they've made 20 matches so far. Once they've received 500 inquiries, they're going to start charging $9.99 to view a match.
Okay.
So
it's free now.
Yeah.
Okay. So you better check it out.
Mike says it finally worked for me recently. It went really well. I get the appeal.
Great news, Mike.
I get the appeal of these things because, especially depending on the job, if you're working a lot and you're at the office a bunch, then that's who you're going
to
wind up.
But if you're working that much, do you really have time to bang someone?
Well, you know, if you take them up to the eighth floor or something.
There's only six floors on.
Yeah, I know. This is we're talking about the past.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
didn't they tear that building down?
Yeah, it's gone.
All your memories with it.
Eh.
Rubble. Reduced to rubble.
It's funny.
It was real good, Fred.
There were some, when they had a big party right before they left the building, and they said, hey, you want to go over and say goodbye to the building? I'm like, no.
No.
No, I kind of said goodbye to that building 10 years ago. I'm good.
When you flip the table over?
I didn't flip the table over.
You should have.
I went out quietly. AJ with his hissing and whispering, did he watch the snake episode of Rick and Morty? No, he doesn't watch Rick and Morty, but that's kind of what I'm thinking of.
I don't really like cartoons. I'm 39 years old, so cartoons don't really turn me on. Do they turn you on?
I would rather listen to the snakes hissing on that episode than this. So,
oh, Fred, open your mind.
So he said, I disagree. I was my wife's supervisor. We've been married a while now. I'm talking about affairs at work.
Yeah.
Talking about, you don't want to get into that because, you know, well, I mean, do what you want. That's your business. But it more often than not, it's going to end very badly. Because not only can you screw up your relationship, you can screw up your damn job.
That's not good.
And that's more important in my world. The job's more important. All right. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Yeah, now people wanting snake jazz for the outro. Which, again, if you don't watch Rick and Morty, you have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
I don't.
Although, apparently everybody watches it except for you, so there's that.
You watch Rick and Morty, Aaron?
I got all the way to midway through the second season. I just haven't caught up with it.
Okay.
I always just tell people, go watch season 3, episode 3. If you don't like that, don't bother watching the rest of it.
I like it. If it's on, I'll keep it on. But it's not something I have to watch every single episode.
What channel does it come on?
Adult Swim.
Cartoon Network.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think they own.
But it's the Adult Swim.
It makes Swim Fred channel. Feel better to say Adult Swim than say he's watching Cartoon Network.
Well, yeah. Because Cartoon Network sounds like something...
Right.
Yeah, and I honestly don't like cartoons either. This is the only one that I watch. And you know what? I don't really like comedy shows.
I don't either.
This is the only one of those I really watch. Like Always Sunny, I like, but if I miss a season,
no big deal.
Yeah, you know, if I flip it on, oh hey, that's funny. But this one, I can't miss an episode. It's just that freaking funny. All right. Well, we got more football to get to here as well, or we could.
Well, you teased football. Let's finish off the football.
So, Redskins -2 against the Giants.
This feels like, I don't know. I like the Giants here. I think both these teams are garbage, and I'm getting points with one. I don't feel like the Redskins' home field is anything special. I don't know which team wants to win. I don't think
either one of them cares. That's the problem. That's why I can't really jump on this one.
I don't feel great about either side. If you made me play one, I'd play the Giants.
Steelers -3 at Jets.
I like the Jets here.
I like the Jets here as well.
I think this is another really, really low scoring game. One thing I've learned, the Steelers defense is legit. They are very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Steelers offense is horrendous.
But they got the duck.
Yeah, pluck the duck is what I say. He's not good. But the Jets are also horrible, so it's hard to get excited. Well, actually,
they're pretty similar. The Jets play pretty good defense. Offense is kind of a mess. And that's why the total's 37.
Yeah, it's not an easy... It's hard to find where points are going to come from here, but... the Steelers minus three means that they are 6 points better than the Jets.
Yeah.
Or at least five if you give the Jets two for home field. I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I mean, I don't like the Jets, I think, are worse than their record says they are. But I think the Steelers, you could make the same argument, are worse than their record says they are. I don't think they're quite an 8-6 team. And the other thing is, I mean, the Steelers, they're not going to run away from anybody.
Dolphin plus one at home against Bengal. Yeah.
I mean, again, this boils down to...
They're both just crap teams.
The Bengals have better talent. The Dolphins may be a better team. The Dolphins are probably better coached. I would lean Dolphin here. I would lean Bengal.
All right, I'd lean Dolphin. Colts minus 6.5 against the Panthers.
Boy, this is Panthers or nothing. It's probably nothing for me because I don't think either one of these teams care.
Ravens?
That's a lot of points for a game where one team or neither team cares.
Yeah. Ravens minus 10 at Brown.
So I don't like the idea of laying double digits in division on the road. That sounds just ludicrous to me. And my numbers say this game should probably be about 7.
Agreed, which is what it opened at.
But the Ravens are a model breaker. They've all season long, they've looked at my numbers and gone, dummy, you can't predict how badly we're going to stomp this team. And they've gone out and done it time and again. So it's Ravens or pass for me. There's no way I'd put a ticket on the Browns because
I'm not getting in the way of that Ravens train, just like I'm not getting in the way of the Saints train. Yeah, that there's just no. If it gets back under 10, I would punch a Ravens ticket.
I think I would too.
Cowboys 1.5 at the Eagles. The Cowboys, I just don't know what they are week to week, and frankly, the Eagles are an injured wreck, but. Dak's arm worries me a little bit. I got to stay away from this one, I think. If I had to take a play, it'd probably be the Cowboys. Dude, that's like 4 today.
I drank 2 sugar-free Red Bulls.
Okay, so now we know how this works. You do 2 per can. But yeah, I think I'd lean Cowboys, but I don't think it's a play for me.
Same for me. The Cowboys are obviously more talented at this point. The Eagles are out of receivers. It's just... a total mess. I think I've said all along, I think the Cowboys win the division, despite the fact I don't think they're very good. But
they get whacked in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, I do too, certainly. I mean, they're going to get, more than likely, they'll get San Francisco or Seattle.
Minnesota.
Good luck.
Yeah. Cardinals plus 9.5 against the Seahawks.
I'd like a 10, but I'd like the Cardinals here.
Agreed.
I think the Seahawks, much like the Packers, have been kind of overrated all year. This is getting to that number where it's like, really? I think this could be a shootout type game. Seahawks don't beat anybody by that many points, so I'd take the Cardinals.
I'm with you. Chiefs minus 6 at Bears. Chiefs have suddenly found a defense.
Yeah, and Chiefs, Andy Reid on the road against the spread is very good. Chiefs are pass for me. I think the Bears have kind of... You know, the writing's on the wall for them. They're not going anywhere. So
inside Chiefs, a touchdown, I like the Chiefs a lot.
Chiefs have more to play for. It's Chiefs for me.
And Monday night, Vikings minus 5.5 against the Packers. No Dalvin Cook for the Vikings.
Vikings minus 5.5?
That's what it says.
It's probably Vikings for me. I don't think Boone is a significant... I mean, I think he's a drop-off from Cook, but I think Boone is a real player. I think you're going to see something out of this guy. But... this is a fade on the Packers. I don't like the Packers. I think that they can be run on at will. I think it's another case, much like the Seahawks, of a team that their record is much better than the team is. So I like the Vikings here.
All right. Guys, holidays are officially here, and you can save some money. How about that? Save some money for the holidays. Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. You could save thousands in interest. Plus, there's no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. Application is so quick and easy, you can do it right there on your phone. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they will deliver for you. Right now, you can apply and get a special interest rate discount just for listening to the show. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.